This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Sellecito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Sellecito of Sellecito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Sellecito.
I've been going out on landscape appointments and keeping records for the past 39 years. I can tell you with authority that, yes, this year is off to a fast and furious start. Trees that usually flower 2 weeks later are in full bloom, the grass is greening up quickly, and there's really no reason to fertilize it at all now, unless you're looking for some more exercise mowing it more than the standard 32 times that we average every year. Now, despite the quick start to the growing season, when it comes to landscape design, I've always lived by the 6P philosophy, which is proper planning prevents pretty poor performance. This allows us a period of thinking about what our goals are and coming up with a good plan to achieve them over a period of time, staying within budget, and also keeping our own personality involved in the choices. And when it comes to plant selection, use capable plants rather than those easy to obtain. By quality and over the long haul, you'll be rewarded many times over. Make sure the plants that do the heavy lifting, those that really set the theme for your home, won't become a maintenance issue down the line. That's really important. Putting the shine on a rusty car doesn't cut it, and neither does spending money on mulch at the base of ugly plants. Far better that you consider this year removing those plants that are no longer pleasing and then replace a specimen or two at a time, as long as you've got a written plan with the design elements to draw attention to your front door of your home during all four of our seasons. Anything else would be a disappointment. Here's a trick that you should try. Take a couple of phone photos of your own home from a couple of vantage points, then take them in the work. Chances are, nobody's seen your home anyway. Now, tell a couple of coworkers that you're looking at buying this piece of property and ask them what they think. Usually, unless they really swoon about the plantings, they'll probably point out a few areas that you've become numb to that may need some help. Take this wake-up call to your local garden center and see about putting the yard in shape one area at a time, using this time of year as an incentive to set your plants in motion, and be sure to keep your own personality as part of the process. Be yourself. Everyone else is taken.
From the Soil with Sellecito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Sellecito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Sellecito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.